Okay, I was just listening to Laura Ingram. She's on the local AM radio station here in the morning, and I occasionally listen to her. And while I agree with a lot of the things she says, I don't agree with her technology bashing that she routinely does. First of all, she's a hypocrite. She talks against things like Facebook and text messaging and all sorts of technology, and yet in the next breath, she'll say, oh, friend me on my Facebook or like me on my Facebook page or follow me on Twitter. You know, she talks about disparagingly against Twitter. And then, oh, by the way, go to my Twitter feed. My take on it is if people want to talk foul about technology, they shouldn't use it. If you don't like technology and you don't want the benefits of it and so forth, don't use it. Today, just to give one example, she's talking about text messaging, and she's interviewing the father of a 16-year-old girl that was killed by some idiot, and they're trying to blame it on text messaging. Sorry, Laura, but many, many millions of people use text messaging every day, and they don't go out and kill somebody. One does not have anything to do with the other. This father is actually talking about trying to get some legislation. I mean, come on. What are you going to do, pass a law against somebody killing a 16-year-old girl? Of course, there's already laws against that. Wake up. It's called murder. The text messaging has nothing to do. Maybe it's the way the guy was raised. Maybe it's his background. You know, who knows what led to this. But the fact that he was using some text messaging in the last few days to harass the young lady that he killed, he could have been doing it another way. If it wasn't text messaging, he could have done something else. You know, to blame all of society's ills on technology is missing the whole point. Obviously, any tool can be used in the wrong way. Parents need to supervise their children. They need to know what they're participating in, who they're talking with, who they're meeting with, whether it be in person or via text messaging. Fact is, a lot of parents are falling down on the job. They're not observing their children. They're not seeing what they're doing. They're not on top of things. They're out gallivanting around. Excuse me. They're out gallivanting around and letting the children do whatever they feel like it. And then they blame technology because something happened. No, I'm sorry, that doesn't wash. I mean, if we're all against technology and so forth, then let's go back to the buggies and buggy whips and dirt streets and sewers and, you know, running down the side of the street. You know, let's go back to the Stone Ages. But I don't think that's the solution. So I think using technology properly, and I think educating people. There are so many adults and Laura probably falls into this category as well, that are totally clueless when it comes to social media and technology. They know just enough to be dangerous. And then you've got somebody that has a microphone that's on a lot of radio stations that can say ridiculous things like this, and people actually believe her. And I just think it's a real disservice. It's posturing. It's grandstanding. You know, trying to get more people to listen to your race show. I know she's out to make money and so forth, but I'm calling her out as a hypocrite, and she can contact me anytime, and I'll be happy to debate it with her. I know she won't. I just hope that people will realize and take with a grain of salt some of these things that people say when they're blaming technology for something horrible that somebody has done. Sorry, it's not the technology, it's the person. And they need to be dealt with. So anyway, that's my take on these hypocrites on the radio that why is everybody using Twitter? It's such a waste of time and so on. And then in the next breath, they give you their Twitter handle so that you can follow them on Twitter. Anyway, my Twitter handle is twitter.com/CraigShipp, CraigShipp. And I, for one, think technology is a good thing and think that it should be used properly. And we should share. Anyway, carry on.